services and how we can assist you, call 712-623-7175. MCMH Surgery Center, expert care close to home.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. 27 minutes now before the hour of 11 o'clock Monday, August 17th, and 75 degrees at our studios. Winds now out of the west at about 5 miles per hour. Chief Justin Ramey with me this morning. Chief, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
The most exciting, you have a stakeout going today or some top secret information?
let's not jinx the situation.
None
today,
of that.
But nothing as of right now, anyway.
He's not telling me at all.
Yep.
He's keeping me
let's,
out.
Let's actually knock on wood here. So
you don't want that going
no,
on.
No, that means there's something not good is happening if that's the case.
Well, gosh. Amber Jennings with us as well, community liaison. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you.
It's good to see you.
What you been up to? The last time we spoke, Amber, no, this did not be true. I was going to say we were both soaking wet in the park, but that's really not true because that would have been National Night Out, which was pretty damp.
Yep.
To start with.
To start with.
But then we spoke at downtown Red Oak Jams recently as well, too.
Oh,
so.
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last time we spoke.
Yeah, it was not rainy that day.
It was not. So I want to back up a little bit before we get to what we're going to talk about, which is back to school. But National Night Out, it started off a little rainy, but I think, all in all, it turned out pretty well, did it not?
I have to agree.
Yeah, the first hour, obviously, it was pretty damp, as you said. So once about 7 o'clock time frame rolled around, it really cleared off. Sun started shining. And even I was impressed with the amount of people that were there during the course of the rain.
Yeah.
So we do appreciate that. We appreciate everybody coming out to help us participate in that, I guess, more so than anything. That is one of those things that's, you know, and I've heard a lot of people, well, you should have canceled it. Well, you should have canceled it. Well, we could have canceled it. We most certainly could have. But then we have all these, you know, vendors that are coming with food that have prepared. Just a brief number. I think what we had 2,500 servings of food.
Yeah.
That's like what are we going to do with 2,500 servings of food?
Right. No, I think you had to roll with it like you did, and like you say, everyone was there. They're prepared. They're ready to go. So then, yeah. But you know, that's become, I think, one of the bigger events downtown that people look forward to every year.
Yep. Absolutely.
It has grown into a big event.
Yep. It's and we try to get different new things in there every year just to kind of keep it refreshed, I guess, more so than anything, it turned out to be one of the larger events that we do hold, and people do look forward to it. It's a pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
When you stand back and look at it, and you're like, man, that did turn out pretty cool.
I like it. What's you say, Amber? Was that the 11th year? Is that right?
The 11th year, but actually the 10th year.
Right, because of COVID. I still count it. I refuse to recognize COVID. I still count it. Anyway.
I think it was all planned out for COVID, and then
and then we
had to cancel at the last minute. So.
And first year it's been rained out, or not rained out, but rained on.
Yep.
So.
Right. It's the first year. And of course, Amber was a recipient of the Don Mayer Award, so from the Optimist Club.
You just found out something new today, didn't you?
I'm learning all kinds of new stuff today. I have learned so much new today.
So, yep, Dan Krause and all the Optimists, they presented her with the Don Mayer Award.
I talked to Dan while I was down there.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for indulging me. That's not really why you guys wanted to visit with me, or why you're indulging me to visit with me. So, thank you. Let's talk about back to school. It's a
week?
A week from today.
Week, yep.
One week from today, it's back to school time. Generally speaking, I think most schools are going back the 24th.
Yeah, I think the 24th is pretty much the set day for a good majority of them.
After the state fair and all that. So,
yep. Yeah. It's crazy. I got some friends and stuff that live in Nebraska. They started school like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, family in Arkansas, they started a while back as well. So
it's just, you're like, man, that seems early to me. But.
Well, I always say the head takes a little more effort in those places to get them, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's talk about back to school because you have a few scheduled events that are taking place. Amber, so I don't know, our Chief Dreamy, where do we want to start with that guy? Tell me about what's going on, Amber.
Oh, first we could probably start with we're currently holding a back to school supply drive.
Okay. It's ongoing now?
It is ongoing now.
Okay.
I have on there, we're going to collect items until the 23rd. If people want to bring it after the 23rd, We kind of got it out a little bit late. But
okay.
So we're just collecting items like pencils, paper, pens, crayons, markers that will be delivered to the schools here in town. And we partnered up with the Val Sugar Shack and Pizzeria.
Okay.
So they have a collection box down there at the pizzeria, and then you can drop stuff off at the police department also.
I would say all those typical back-to-school items that people may think of, right?
That's correct.
Pens, paper, pencils, crayons, markers, colored pencils, notebooks, all the things. Is there a list?
Oh, I'm sure all the school districts have lists for sure.
Yeah.
I think all of it's pretty much the basics, but I might just jump in here and say let's not forget about the teachers. The Clorox wipes, the Kleenexes, the stuff that they have mm-hmm. to, I guess, expend out of their own pockets for what they utilize within their classroom. So if you're looking for something that maybe would fit a teacher, that will be accepted as well.
So that will be there until the 23rd, maybe a little longer.
Yes.
And then the Red Oak Police Department will get that to the appropriate people, to the school, or who will take
possession? Last year, Norm from Val's Pizzeria and I went down, and we got a whole bunch of monetary donations, which we are accepting those also.
Okay.
And then I got a hold of a couple of teachers at the school, and so we went and bought a whole bunch of supplies. I think we took maybe a truckload.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Divided up by all the schools, so they got a pretty good share.
That's nice. Okay, so if I wanted to donate, who would I write my check to?
I could write to Behind the Shields.
Okay.
That's our little 501c3 we got for donations and special events like this.
Do you do Venmo?
We do have Venmo.
Do you prefer Venmo or do you prefer other means? Or does it matter?
It really doesn't matter. Probably cash or check is a little bit easier to get, but Venmo is also fine. I know a lot of people like to just send it over. Just be sure you put in the comments of, what it goes for, because we got several different things out there.
So, again, this is any time that through regular business hours at Val's, stop down and you can donate.
Absolutely.
Go down, grab a pizza, and donate.
Absolutely.
Or one of those great cinnamon rolls. Donate. So, yeah, you could do that.
Yep.
Chief, how is your pizza making skill?
Well, I we're going to find out, I guess.
he doesn't sound confident at all, Amber.
So, I mean, if anybody's coming in there with the expectation I'm going to be back there twirling the dough in there, I wouldn't.
I saw this guy online, man. He was like to the music, swinging around. That's what I'm thinking Chief Ramey would be back right there. To the beat, to the music and all.
I don't think we're going to make much money that night, though.
Oh, okay.
We're probably going to lose more product than anything.
Well, we don't want to do that. So let's talk about Sunday, August 23rd, and what's going to take place.
Sure. Again, Chief? August 23rd. This coming Sunday, we're going to have a back-to-school drive again for, I guess, what we'll do is, any tips and donations that may roll through that night we'll also utilize to go back to school shopping for both the teachers and students as well.
Okay. But you're going to be, Amber, will you be involved in this?
I will be.
Will you keep Chief on point back there or what?
Yep. So I'll probably be making out the dough for him. I'm not going to be throwing, I might be throwing it in the air, but I'm not going to be rolling it across my shoulders.
Have you seen people do that?
Yes.
That's so cool. All right.
I'm going to need probably about maybe 10 more years of practice on that.
Gotcha.
But, and then, it'll move down the line, and then we're going to do the Meat Lovers special that night. So a large Meat Lovers will be $16. I think it's about $6 off. So we thought we'd do a pretty good special on that. So the Chief will just be topping the large pizza with all the wonderful toppings.
The easier job.
And then putting it through the oven.
That's it, huh? Are you nervous about this, Chief?
Nah.
You'll do a stakeout. You can do all these things. Topping pizza.
He didn't even hesitate. I asked him. I'm like, you want to be the celebrity chef? And at first he said no, but then I think he kind of thought. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure. Let me see if it works out.
It's not the first time I've been a celebrity chef. They used to have
Farmer's Market?
The Farmer's Market down on the square.
Yeah.
I did that. So up until, just a few years ago, they kind of quit doing that. But every year right before National Night Out, we'd always come up with some
cool recipe
or what we thought was cool, but everybody else was like, well, that's been around for years or probably something like that. So but yeah, we'd make that and go down there and kind of serve that up. And so a little different setting, I guess, here. I mean, this might be a little more faster paced, but we'll see.
So you will do are you only doing the Meat Lovers for this event?
Well, we'll make it any kind of pizza. Okay. The meat lovers is what's going to be the special.
Oh, yeah. That's a good choice. Yeah, just generally speaking, you can't go wrong with the meat lovers pizza.
Yeah.
And all the tips on the 23rd from 5 until 7 at Val's Pizzeria go back to some of the event, the donations. Is that correct?
Or go back for the donation for the back to school supplies.
Will that count for if I call in? Can I call in? Or do I have to show up?
You can call in. You can order over the phone, come in and pick it up. Probably won't count for DoorDash or online ordering.
Right. But just, if I come in and pick it up, and then I can leave a tip that way. And it all goes back to it's going to go back to the school and the kids, ultimately, is what
that
goes
is correct. Yep.
Yep.
All right. But Chief, you'll be there, and Amber, you'll be there from 5 until 7.
Correct.
All right. That should be fun. If there's a problem, talk to Chief Raymond. No, I'm just kidding. There will not be. $16 for a large meat lovers. I can go for that right now.
That's correct.
I go for that. You should practice and bring it out, Chief.
We should have. What was we thinking?
I don't know.
You're going to have to get on top of that, Amber.
Yeah. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey with me this morning and Community Liaison Officer Amber Jennings. Okay, let's talk about this new event now. You have a parade. So tell me the details here. What are we doing? I mean, I know what a parade is, but this is a little different. The last day parade. So what are we doing?
So the last first day parade. So this we got this off of TikTok. So we don't want to take all the credit and say that we pulled this kind of out of nowhere. But I was actually scrolling through TikTok. I saw it happen. It was down south, and I don't even remember what community it was in. I go back and look. But the last first day parade is extended out to the seniors of the year, I guess, per se, where you know, obviously it's a big thing for them. It's their last first day for their senior year. So we wanted to maybe try to do our part and give them a little recognition on going back to school on their first last day, I guess, per se.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd have a little parade for them. So we're going to kind of all meet at the area. Those seniors that want to participate, hopefully we get all the participation or all of them want to participate. We're going to meet at the old No Frills or the old Dollar General store right there, Third and Oak.
Okay.
We're going to all meet in that parking lot right there about 7:30 that morning. Or probably just a little bit. I think we want to kick it off about 7:30.
Okay.
So then we'll all meet there. We'll kind of parade down Third Street, kind of just like the normal parade route. We'll take them down around the square. Hopefully we can get a good majority of the community out there. Maybe we get some business owners and everybody to kind of get their cheer and support them. And, you know, we're going to lead them we'll lead them down around the square, lead them up 4th Street, and we'll take them into the school for their last first day.
There you go. So meet at you don't have to sign up or anything. Just show up.
Just show up. Yep. I know we talked to school officials. We talked to Superintendent Ron Lorenz and then Nate Perrin. And what did they tell us? 90?
I think they said 90.
But that could have been some online stuff as well. But
90 students?
Yeah,
90, seniors.
They were thinking 90 seniors. So, and granted, we'd love to have every one of them. Will we get every one of them? That I don't know yet. So, and it's just, again, this is something we're trying new this year. Maybe we're only going to get a couple. I don't know.
See what happens, right?
We'll see what happens.
You don't know unless you try.
Yep, absolutely.
That's Monday, August 24th, which is the first day of school.
Yep.
7:30 at the old No Frills parking lot.
Yep. So we hope to see all those in the community come down and line the square or line if you want to step out of your house on 3rd Street there or 4th Street, I guess, when we make the rounds.
Sure.
Give them a big old wave.
Big wave.
Yep. Cheer them on. Make a sign if you want to make a sign. Do whatever you want to do.
Could I get a cinnamon roll? And Val's.
And what's probably not on Monday.
You're going to have to.
It's going down.
Maybe we can make some.
Now, see, there you go.
Exceptions.
Yeah.
I'll work on that and see.
Yeah. I'll probably be right here, but that's a great idea. So this is something new this year. You can give it a shot.
Yep.
See what happens. Just show up and wave at them. Say thanks. The last first day. Makes sense.
Yeah. So all those senior parents out there, if you're listening.
Yes.
Because
we all have those photos, right? First day of school, and you see them all online and all this thing. So here you go.
And hopefully, you know, obviously, that is a big day for not only seniors, but it's a big day for all the students going back to school. So hopefully we don't encroach on, you know, some of those times where they're taking pictures and stuff like that too. So, you know, we'll try it out this year.
I think it's a good thing, Jeff. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, pretty neat. Very cool. So what else you got? You got a pretty busy back to school week.
It's
a week.
You know, obviously we want to, encourage the school safety. You know, the school buses, kids are going to be out on foot now.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
So if the bus is parked and the yellow light, like when they pull up and there's a caution light, what do I do?
You need to begin slowing because yes. as soon as that bus...
When the red lights and the flashers are on.
Yep.
Do not pass the bus.
Do not pass the bus, because if you like having a driver's license, you will not have that any further, because it's an automatic suspension if you are caught and written a citation.
Is that the biggest concern that you have? Or new drivers?
You know, the biggest concern... Honestly, I don't know... It's the older drivers that have been doing it for quite some time or been driving for quite some time that seem to be our problematic ones.
Want to go around the bus?
Yeah, want
to
go around the bus.
I don't want to wait. I want to go. Yep. I got somewhere to be.
The younger generations of drivers, they seem to, or the ones we encounter with these bus,
yeah.
you know, because those, and if you don't think those, they don't have cameras on those buses
they
that
do.
Are very clear, you can see very clear of when you pass that bus.
Yeah. Time stamped and everything probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a pretty significant system they have on those buses. It's pretty good.
Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's be thinking about what do we need to be thinking about? Kids running everywhere.
Yep.
The traffic pattern is going to be kind of messed up from what we're accustomed to for the last couple months, so walk me through some of that.
Ron probably will touch base with you on that. We haven't really sat down, but it's going to go back to, if everything's finished for them, it's going to go back to similar what they had prior to the construction starting. So just because I don't want to misspeak on that, I'll let Ron kind of to
cover that.
Fill you in on that. So obviously there's going to be kids on foot. You know, they're going to be darting in and out of in between parked cars, across intersections. You name it. So be alert and aware that they're going to be out and about, especially now. You know, in the last 3 months, we've not really had to worry about that.
That's
in
right.
the early morning hours. You know, sun's starting to come up and it's starting to blind people. It's just, there's a lot of variables in there that can turn dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you can, I always say pick up and drop off time. If you can just avoid that whole 8th Street Inman High School complex, that's just the best thing to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole pick up and drop off, it's never, for as long as I can remember, it's never been very conducive up there.
It's always busy.
Yep.
And like you say, lots of kids, lots of buses.
Yep.
Just avoid it if you can.
But I know in the last few times that we've, you know, when they transitioned from what they had, they got it going pretty good there on the last go around, I think it took them, 20 minutes to get all the vehicles through there, or might not even been that long. They threw out a number, and if I misspeak there, my bad, but it was 15, 20 minutes somewhere in there.
They move it along pretty quick.
Yep, they have a system to it for sure.
Yeah. All right.
So,
watch for kids.
Watch for kids. Watch your speed. School buses. Definitely watch the school buses. That'll be a number one priority for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So where are you going to bring the kids in for the high school? You're going to come off. You're going to go down north on 4th Street?
Yep. So,
and then come in the parking lot there?
Yep. So we're going to go north on 4th, and then we'll come in from the west side, that west 4th Street entrance there. We'll lead them up and around. We were told that all the seniors will park in the north, that north drive there.
Okay.
Up by the activities building there. And okay. So we'll lead them up around the – we'll cut off. We'll go around the circle, and they'll swing in there and park.
All right. Good deal. Chief Justin Ramey and Amber Jennings with me this morning. Anything else we need to be aware of? No stakeouts today.
Nope. We're getting prepared for a parade here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You better be practicing those pizza skills is what you better be working on, Chief.
Tips go
way up. If you could do some real cool trip, tips would go way up.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that.
If Amber's doing the dough, you could do it, Amber.
Make the tips go way up?
No, yeah, by doing the little, you know, the twirly stuff with the dough. There's probably a name for that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
All
right. Stretching the dough.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else, Amber?
Not that I can think of.
Chief, anything else?
Nope, we appreciate you helping us get the word out. And love to do it. Telling the community about it.
Be careful. Nice to see you.
Absolutely.
Make it a great day.
See you.
Thank you.
Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey and Amber Jennings with me this morning.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
A man named Etienne was...